I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have been talking about the Ahmaud Arbery case for a long time on this program. Now we have three individuals arrested. According to a new development, the U.S. attorney is considering charges against state officials in the Arbery case. We know very clearly there was obviously an attempt to cover up the murder that took place. To talk to us about the new development as well as what's happening in Brunswick is the mother of Ahmaud Arbery, Ms. Wanda Cooper Jones. Ms. Jones, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for being on the show. How are you holding up?
I'm doing okay. Things are better. In the first beginning, it was horrible. But as we began to get arrest and we began to move forward, things are going good, and I feel a little better.
Let's talk about Ahmaud Arbery as a person, and then we'll get into the new developments. Can you tell us about your son?
Sure. Ahmaud was the youngest of three children. I mean, with the baby boy. I actually had Ahmaud back in 1994 on Mother's Day. Mm. Ahmaud was a happy child. He was the life of the party. He had a very good personality. He liked to laugh. He liked to make others laugh. He was caring. And Mr. Rashad, I must say he was kind. And to know Ahmaud was to love Ahmaud.
When this first happened, the police came out with a story that your son either robbed somebody or committed burglary. According to the reports that I've read and people I've spoken with, you said immediately, that doesn't sound like Ahmaud. Tell us how you felt when you heard those words initially from Glynn County Police.
Well, actually, they called and said Ahmaud was involved in a burglary. There was a confrontation over a firearm. At that time, Ahmaud was shot and killed. I knew Ahmaud went on jogs daily, and we've never had any problem. I've never heard of any problem with him bothering anybody, and robbing someone just wasn't his character anyway. And I knew something was wrong because days after, they started not returning my phone calls. You know, they were silent for weeks. So I knew something bad was going on.
How long did it take before you realized what actually happened?
Actually, it happened on the 23rd. On the 28th, there was an article that came out in the local paper stating that Ahmaud was killed, and he was in the road. He wasn't in someone's yard, and he wasn't in someone's house. So that's what pushed that gave me the major concerns that, you know, I had been lied to earlier.
Were you shocked by the DA's lack of investigation and the fact there was no arrest at the scene?
The reason for my calls early, like the days after, was to find out what happened. Why wasn't there an arrest? Mm-hmm. You had a young man that was lying in the street deceased, and you had the article said that there were two or more, it was three guys standing over the deceased, and two or more of the guys had weapons. And if they saw that when they first arrived, that should have constituted an arrest. And I was very confused.
According to the attorneys, Lee Merritt, Benjamin Crump, and Chris Stewart, and we've had them on the program, the U.S. attorney is now considering charges against state officials. That is a new development, obviously something that we think should have happened a while ago. The state attorney general has also made indication that these officials need to be looked into as well. What are your thoughts about their involvement in the cover-up?
It makes me, I'm angered because these are the same two individuals that I reached out to immediately because they were my help. They were my voice, mm-hmm. I thought. And at the same time, I'm reaching out to them, and they're hearing my pain. I mean, I'm calling them in pain. This is really fresh at the moment. And they're listening to my pain, and they're not doing anything.
Once this case got outside of the local bubble of Glynn County, it started to move in the right direction. Do you have confidence in the GBI's approach to the case now?
I do. I'm very satisfied. I do think that if the state officials did not get involved in it and that video helped out tremendously, that we wouldn't have got to this point in the case.
Still, there has to be an indictment. That indictment has to go before a grand jury for a true bill. And there is speculation that this will be another smoke and mirrors scenario as we've seen before. Do you have faith in the local community of Glynn County to come back with an indictment on Gregory McMichael, Travis McMichael, and William Bryan?
I feel confident. I mean, after I didn't take a look at the video, but my siblings who took a look at it said that, you know, Ahmad was jogging. He wasn't doing anything criminal, and he was basically ambushed. And when it goes before the grand jury, if they're going to do the right thing, we should get an indictment. We will get an indictment.
What would Ahmad want us to do?
I just was sharing this with my daughter on yesterday. Ahmad would want us to fight. Ahmad would want us to keep pushing. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, sister, we're here with you in the struggle. We're going to continue to fight. I was in Brunswick with the delegation just 2 weeks ago. You are continuing to lead delegations in Brunswick. And you have said, listen, there are other people that need to be investigated. When you say that, who are you talking about?
Everybody who played a part. I can't really give any particulars, but it was other parties. There were text messages that went out from an officer from the Glynn County Police Department. There were texts that went out from that homeowner. I mean, it's other hands that was in it there. Has not been arrested.
Yeah, and I find it interesting, and I talked about this last week on television, that basically the cop in question deputized Gregory McMichael, someone who was not post-certified, someone who did not have arrest powers, and someone who was not a cop. He did not say, call the police. He told the homeowner to call Gregory McMichael instead. Obviously, this was an organized mob to pursue your son, but your son now represents something so much bigger, and your son represents a movement. Obviously, he's with the elders, but when you feel the love from not only across the country, but from across the globe, how does that make you feel in this time of grief?
It makes me feel better. The support, knowing that people are actually standing with us, they're not only standing, but they're voicing their opinions. The love is much appreciated. But unfortunately, Ahmad is gone.
Yeah. Oprah gave you a call.
She did.
How much of that conversation can you share?
Basically, I can tell you about the conversation. Oprah called, and she just wanted, it was Ahmad's birthday on May 8th, and she just wanted to give me her condolences, to see how I was doing, and just basically let me know that she knew that she was aware of what happened, and she would be praying for their entire family.
She also said she was sending something in the mail. Has that come in the mail yet?
That came in the mail yet? Yes, it has, and I haven't got clearance from Oprah on whether to share it or not, so I'm not going to share that at this time.
We definitely understand. Sister, you are a beacon of strength. Everybody that knows you, they are complimentary not only of your faith, but also your courage. And I just want you to know that you have an entire global community who stands with you, and we're standing for justice for Ahmad. And if you need anything, we are simply a phone call away. Okay?
Well, thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sister. I appreciate your time today.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Ms. Wanda Cooper Jones, mother of Ahmad Aubrey, in her own words, News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.